Well, thank you, Grace, for this opportunity to have this conversation and reflect. 2020 has been certainly an unprecedented year. And as we reflect, not just on this year, but on your tenure, and taking this moment, not just to reflect, but certainly, Grace, to thank you for your leadership as we transitioned the foundation to the Healthy Communities Foundation in our restart, and then responding to a major pandemic that has hit our community so hard in this last year. So any thoughts on all this as we reflect on this, Grace?
Well, the main thing that I'm thinking about now is just how proud I am of your leadership, Maria, as I see your face on the Zoom call. And, you know, our interlocking paths along the course of our career for decades at this point. And I'm just so thankful that through the experience of, you know, creating a Healthy Communities Foundation and then you taking the leadership that we've been able to work very closely together. And I'd only always heard amazing things about you. And so I'm just grateful that at this time in our career, we get to work closely together and that we were able to be partners in this amazing endeavor. It's been a labor of love in recreating the Healthy Communities Foundation to fashion it in the way that we think could best serve the communities that it was intended to serve. And I am proud of the work that we've done together. The board, I think, that was established in 2016 is amazing. I think that we've grown very closely together in a short amount of time. We have established trust. And I think the singular focus on creating one of the best foundations in our region, in our country, was an easy decision to make. And so if you keep that as your focus, everything else kind of falls in line. And I think that we brought only good intentions to the table. And so, you know, being the chair of Healthy Communities Foundation was easy in that way because we all were there for the right reasons. So, you know, there's so much to say about the response to the pandemic. Our personal lives have been disrupted greatly. Our work lives have been. And, you know, I think about the health and human services system, of course, a system that you and I have really grown up in, Maria, and have, you know, dedicated our careers and our lives to this region. And so I think even though there has been so much heartache, and we've seen the disproportionate impact on the communities that we've spent our whole entire careers devoted to being hardest hit, I think that the resiliency and the passion and the can-do spirit in impossible circumstances of the leaders in our sector, the human services sector, the health and human services sector, is just phenomenal. So I think that's what we need to continue to remember and to look at and recognize the heroic efforts of everybody during these really challenging times.
Well, Grace, I want to thank you for your leadership and all of this and your vision. And as chair, really the refounding chair of our foundation as we restarted and really guiding us in bringing your skill set and your values to this shared leadership approach, I think has created the beautiful spirit that is in place with our board. It's in a short period of time, create policies and systems from a governance perspective that is truly rooted in those values. That who would have thought that those values would be so important during the midst of this pandemic? So again, I'm in awe that some of the perspectives that we had addressing health equity from a racial and ethnic perspective, looking at our region and especially knowing the demographics of our region and assuring that we did so in that matter came from you. So if you want to share a little bit about what does that mean? And it's almost as if you had this crystal ball, Grace, in having these skill sets that you brought in, as well as helping us in address this current crisis due to this global pandemic.
You know, I often say that I'm thankful that I had a year under my belt as secretary of the Illinois Department of Human Services before the pandemic hit so that we could spend some time building our team and really rebuilding the infrastructure of our department after many hard years, you know, due to financial constraints and the budget impasse here in Illinois. And I think that the same can be said of Healthy Communities Foundation in our, you know, rebirth and our, you know, repopulating the board and the leadership. And, you know, we had a few years under our belt to do that so that when the pandemic hit early this year, that we had a very strong constitution, right? And a very strong foundation of not just policies and procedures, but of trust. You know, I think the most valuable thing that an organization can have, I think, in really challenging times is solid trust amongst its leadership and all of its team members, because you have to make hard decisions and big decisions in short amounts of time. And if you don't have that underlying trust and respect for each other, you can't do it, because then you question every decision and you question motives. And you know, when there's a crisis, you have to make decisions fast. And the very definition of a crisis is that there aren't rules and procedures, right, necessarily that can help govern things moving forward. And so I think that we have focused, I have tried to focus as chair of the Healthy Communities Foundation, number one, is to develop trust and lasting relationships between us as board members, because that is the investment, right, that will reap rewards in the future. And I would say that is my number one job as a board chair, as I saw it, was to build trust within the board, with staff, with you, so that we could make the hard decisions. Because without that, you can be mediocre, right? You can make the easy decisions. You can just truck along and have the status quo. And I know that nobody who is associated with Healthy Communities Foundation wants just the status quo. And so I think that we were in a good position. Not that anybody would want a pandemic at any time in our lives, but we were well situated to really respond. And I think that the staff led by you, you know, you have an amazing team there, really listened to the community and then responded in the best way that we could.
Thanks. Thank you, Grace. And, you know, as we think about 2021, you know, we're ending 2020 very soon. What do you see lying ahead? First of all, we know and we are grateful to the fact that you will stay on our board as immediate past board chair and to continue to provide us your leadership. Appreciate that. So as we think about 2021 and having the scope that you have, what do you see coming to our region?
So I think obviously we are still in recovery, even as we see the light at the end of the tunnel with vaccines and increased testing, et cetera, but we're still in the middle of a very significant surge, right? And I know all of us are feeling it professionally, and more of our family members and loved ones are becoming infected and dealing with that. And so that continues to be very hard, I think, and that is going to continue to spill over into 2021. But with the vaccine approvals and rollouts now, we see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so I think we're hopeful and optimistic that we will be able to return to some semblance of being with other people soon, hugs and being able to be humans without being separated by screens. And I think that the human services system, is going to be moving to the front lines of really dealing with the economic impact that this pandemic has had on the communities that have been hardest hit. And certainly our region, as we know, and as you have shared with all of us and continue to educate, has been of the hardest hit communities in the country. And so, you know, I think that you know that our board wants to double down. We want to be bold. We want to be thoughtful and strategic, even as we make a significant investment in the immediate term, but we also want to be around for the long term. Because the problems that we're talking about didn't come with the pandemic. They were alive and well before then. And even as we make significant investments in the coming year, and hopefully there will be federal relief arriving also, is that the systemic issues are not going to disappear. And so we need to continue to invest in our relationship with our grantees and understand the needs of community members, et cetera. So the work is going to just continue to be critically important. And I think the Healthy Communities Foundation has such an important role to play as a leader in the region. But I think even as a leader in philanthropy, which I think is just remarkable, the footprint that you've already made in the country, in the sector.
One of the pieces that I've loved about our board meetings with you and being at any meeting with you and where you're chairing, you're facilitating, we always have a great way to start to center us. You have this way of centering us, whether it's with one word, a thought, a story, a reflection. And so with that same spirit, Grace, if I were to ask you the learnings that we carry into the coming year, whether it's a thought, reflection, or 2-3 words that you would use.
Oh, that's so hard because I've learned so many lessons. I would say that I think laughter and joy, even in the face of terrifying fear and unknowns and crises and tragedy, has sustained me and our team. Even as we fret and we cry and we wring our hands, we laugh together, you know, and that is so important to relieve stress, to bring us closer together, and to know that we're in this together, you know. And I think laughter is a sign of hope, right? That you can still see some joy in really hard moments. And so even as I think about all the miraculous and the hard decisions and things that we've had to do this past year and the tragedy that we've seen, you know, there is still laughter and joy. And I think that we can't be afraid to talk about that. Even, you know, as a public servant, I'm proud of the many hours and hard work and the personal sacrifices our team has made up and down the line, frontline to, you know, my immediate team. People have had to make decisions at work that impact their own personal lives. But we've had times of levity, you know, and I think that that will be important moving forward. And then the other thing that I would say is, even in the midst of the pandemic, it has highlighted inequities, and the police violence has also done that. And again, these things have been around for centuries. So we need to continue to, I think, use the time in the spotlight to move significant change in that regard and transformation. And I think Healthy Communities is part of that. The Department of Human Services is part of it. Let's not have short memories, I would say, next year, right? Let's remember this experience so that we can, number one, prevent it in the future, and then undo some of the inequities that really we sit in right now and feel so severely. You know, let's not have amnesia. You know, let's do something about it. So that's what I would say.
I think in this moment in time of with so much turmoil, I think that if anything, I've learned the importance of coming back to the center, and that nothing can be accomplished alone. Yeah, the pandemic has taught us how we are all connected and related to each other. Whether we create walls or what have you, this pandemic has showed us that our health and well-being is connected to each other. And so as people, as community, we have this responsibility to work collectively. So I think it's not so much a learning as it is a reminder of that. And the other piece that has been a reminder is the systemic inequities that have been in place prior to this pandemic, and the data that our communities have been showing and sharing with philanthropy. All of a sudden, philanthropy has come together even in bolder ways, to listen to the hyperlocal perspective. So I think that that has been a learning for philanthropy as a whole, to listen to individuals on the ground. Communities have the answers.
I absolutely agree. And I think that is the spirit that drives the foundation.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.